Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Gary Stewart with Conscious Connection. I'm so excited to have this great interview today and something very innovative. My guest today is Pat Duran, and she's speaking on energetic clearing for realtors. It's amazing how applying this to actually anything can really help sales. And Pat is a healer and a coach. She's a speaker and an author as well. And she's, for 36 years, worked in the technology sector of corporate America and pivoted to follow her passion and build an intuitive energy healing practice. And right now she's focused on helping realtors, and it's a very unusual method, but hey, if it closes sales faster, go for it. Everyone's very happy with it. So without further ado, let's have Pat talk about it. I'm real excited to do this with you, Pat. So, wow, what is this about for our listeners, the Conscious Connection? We're going to push the boundaries, guys.
Hi, Gary.
Hi.
So nice to be here with you. I did make a huge shift in my life from doing corporate work to energy work, but it's not as big as it sounds because I was always focused on the people side of things in corporate. Even though I was working in technology, I was doing facilitation, mm-hmm. teaching, coaching, collaboration, and I realized in retrospect that I was doing energy work mm-hmm. because all of that required reading the room, reading
right.
the group, reading the situation, and using my intuition to figure out where to go next.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So,
you had a big pivot point. What was that?
Yeah, my mom died in 2003.
That's a pivot
and
point.
It's a big one. And she was my best friend
yeah.
as well as my mom.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, most of the corporate stuff didn't mean anything anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, getting stuff done on time and under budget just seemed like so trivial.
In the bigger scheme.
In the big scheme
yes.
of things.
Yeah.
So I really wanted to do more meaningful work
mm-hmm.
and help. I still cared about my clients
mm-hmm.
getting their outcomes,
mm-hmm.
but I didn't care about the business side of it anymore. So I had already dabbled in animal communication,
mm.
and I really loved that. And I wanted more than anything to be able to connect with my mom on the other side. So
yeah.
I worked with mentors.
Oh,
so a couple of different mentors, and I realized I had a lot of my own personal blocks to
mm-hmm.
clear.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all the family programming,
mm-hmm.
the religious programming,
oh,
the cultural programming,
mm-hmm.
saying it wasn't okay to talk to the other
right,
side
right.
or might not even be possible.
Right.
You know, I was making it all up.
Mm-hmm.
And I had my own doubts because I wasn't one of those kids that grew up seeing
right.
dead
people.
You know, I see dead people not.
Mm-hmm.
So I really had to learn how to do it as an adult. And it took quite a while. It took several months. And the day that I first connected with my mom was the absolute best day of my entire life.
Mm-hmm.
And I worked with people for quite a while after that, helping them connect with their loved
mm-hmm.
ones. And since I learned how to do it as an adult, I firmly believe that anybody can learn to do it. You don't
mm-hmm.
need to have been a medium your whole life.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You can learn how to do that. So when HP laid me off in 2006, I decided that was really a gift
mm-hmm.
and I would pursue all my intuitive skills even further. And that's what I've been doing since then.
Excellent, excellent. And you discovered a program called Talk to the Entities. Tell us
yes,
about that, because that leads to this.
Yeah, so I had done all this wonderful communicating with the other side for loved ones who had passed. And then I discovered a modality called Access Consciousness, which I still use and love.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the components of that was a program called Talk to the Entities.
Mm.
They focused much more on the entities that you don't really want around.
Right, exactly.
You know, ones that can, for instance, interfere with the sale of a house. Or that can just tell you you're not good enough.
Right.
Or
right.
anything. There's so many different mm-hmm. kinds of entities, and some are good,
mm-hmm.
some are not so good,
mm-hmm.
some are mean, some are kind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Some are smart and aware, some mm-hmm. are not so smart
wow.
and not so aware.
Mm-hmm.
Some are great, others
mm-hmm.
not so much.
Wow. Yeah. So do you find that houses can be connected to the deceased ones who might have lived there during their physical lifetime?
Yeah, there's actually quite a few different kinds of entities
mm-hmm.
that can be connected to homes.
Mm-hmm.
It could be a deceased loved one
mm-hmm.
who's, or a former owner who
mm-hmm.
still thinks that they own the house.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And it deserves to be theirs, and they don't want anybody else
wow.
there.
Mm-hmm.
In one of my clients, it was someone who had died while he lived in the house,
mm-hmm.
even though he wasn't in the house when he died. He
mm-hmm.
was in a hospital, but he really thought
yeah.
that was his home.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
Nobody else should be there.
Mm-hmm.
And there can be just passers through who can wreak havoc on things. One of my friends had a husband who had been in the service and had lost a bunch of buddies,
mm-hmm.
and his buddies were all over the house.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So, yeah, it was very, very interesting.
It's interesting how the physical can carry the spiritual elements, which actually impede sales, or realtors wonder why. So it's so fascinating.
Yep.
And so what's an example of how you'd work to clear someone's house?
Well, I'll give an example from that was a local
yeah,
realtor.
Yeah, absolutely.
Actually a friend of both of ours.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And he had a condo on the market for several months,
mm-hmm.
and he wasn't getting any or very little attention.
Mm-hmm.
And it was in a great location.
Mm-hmm.
It was priced right. It was
mm-hmm.
in good condition. All the things realtors
yeah,
look
like,
for.
Yeah.
But one of the rooms he sensed had a funny feeling to it.
Mm-hmm.
It just felt off.
Mm-hmm.
So he invited me in to work on the house. And as I walked through, most of the rooms were fine. So I generally work on the outside first.
Mm-hmm.
And then I go in and go room by room.
Mm-hmm.
And the room that he thought was suspect did have an entity
mm-hmm.
in there.
Wow.
And we cleared that one. And most of the rest of the condo was fine.
Mm-hmm.
There was another entity at the front door
mm-hmm.
that was acting kind of like a sentry or
oh,
a
wow. yeah, yeah.
who was kind of keeping people out.
Mm-hmm.
So no wonder they weren't making any inroads on this. So when I talked to that entity, it turned out that his intentions were positive.
Yeah.
He wasn't a bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I explained the situation to him and asked him if he would be willing to attract people instead and
mm-hmm.
welcome them in
mm-hmm.
and asked him what kind of people he thought would
mm-hmm.
be fun to have in
oh,
town.
Oh, wow.
So it kind of enlisted him as a using my collaboration
skills.
As a colleague in
that's
in
fantastic.
This
that's fantastic. So what was the outcome with that? What did
oh,
happen?
It closed in a month.
Oh,
yeah,
wonderful.
It was terrific.
Mm-hmm.
It was great.
And little do the new owners know. They have a sentry
right.
at the front door.
Right.
Don't tell that to ADT. And you're in the Coachella Valley here, which covers a lot of area, Palm Springs, Indian Wells, Palm Desert, Indio, of course, and that's wonderful.
Yeah, so the interesting thing about living in Coachella Valley is that there are also native entities here that are more connected with the land
mm-hmm.
than the house.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them can be a problem because they resent the fact that their land has been devastated.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
We have to talk with them and
mm-hmm.
explain that there really isn't much we can do about that.
Right.
And how can we make the best of
mm-hmm.
the situation
mm-hmm.
as it is? And get them, they have opinions too about who should live
mm-hmm.
there. So enlist them also in this endeavor of attracting the people that we want.
Mm-hmm.
And strangely enough, you can ask the house too, who,
wow,
what kind of people it wants to live,
mm-hmm,
there. So in addition to getting rid of the energies that are not contributing, we get the energies that can contribute,
mm-hmm,
to work together in attracting,
mm-hmm,
the people that will be great living there.
Incredible. So I'm intrigued. How does a house talk to you? If I'm intrigued, the audience should be. I hope you're enjoying this Conscious Connection with Pat Duran today. How does a house talk to you? What kind of messages?
Well, fairly often they want to have laughter in the house.
Oh.
They really like the sound of children's laughter.
Mm-hmm.
And like when I sold my house in San Jose before moving down here, they really wanted
wow,
children. And it did sell to a couple that actually was pregnant at the
oh
time
my God,
and since have had their baby.
Mm-hmm. That's fantastic. So any other, we have a few minutes left, another minute about another story about a house that cleared and sold with somebody.
Well, I'll tell a story. It wasn't just a house. It was a large property, multi-acre property,
mm-hmm,
that was a very complex sale. It was a big, big multi-million dollar,
mm-hmm,
sale that the realtor had been working on for 9 years.
Wow.
Several buyers had fallen through,
mm-hmm,
and she had a current buyer, and that one was on the verge of falling,
mm-hmm,
through. And it turned out it was so complex because there were entities involved. There were people who didn't want the sale to go through,
mm-hmm,
because it was going to impact their livelihood.
Mm-hmm.
And there was all sorts of karma among the different people,
mm-hmm,
involved, and
mm-hmm,
even the realtor herself had some blocks to,
mm-hmm,
to making the sales.
Wow.
So we actually worked to, that's the most complex one I've ever worked on, and that was almost 9 months of working,
mm-hmm,
together before that one finally did close.
And what kind of lessons did you learn from the house? Or the property that led to helping the sale go through?
That one also had native energies,
mm-hmm,
and a lot of like little gnomes and fairies,
mm-hmm,
that were taking care of the land,
mm-hmm,
and they had opinions, and
wow,
we got them enlisted too on our team.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a lot of clearing that we did every single time we talked,
yeah,
between the parties involved,
yeah,
and anything. Because, you know, you'd clear one layer and then something else,
mm-hmm,
would,
mm-hmm,
come up.
Yeah, and the thing is, this is confidential between you and the realtor, so the new people who buy the properties don't have to know any of this information.
Right.
It's just to support the sale for the realtor and to give them a multidimensional look at,
right,
what they're doing, which is very cutting edge.
Yes.
Anyone in the business should look at this. And you have an offer for our listeners today, A Conscious Connection, and this will be shared with her contact information on social media, Twitter, Facebook, emails, everywhere. But just, Pat, what would you like to offer anyone in the real estate business? Or it's not necessarily the realtor. If you're a homeowner who wants to sell a condo or property, this is for you, a homeowner, before the realtor even gets there. So don't think this is just for realtors. It's for homeowners as well.
So I'd like to offer all of you an opportunity to really look at your property and with a 20 to 30 minute discovery session where you can choose either to look at a property or to look at what you personally might be blocking in the sale. And we'll do a mini reading as well.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll walk away with at least one concrete thing that you can do.
Absolutely. And do you like people to call you for that or email you?
Sure.
Or the real?
There's actually a little form to fill out on my website, which,
mm-hmm,
is realtors.accessthepossibilities.com. It's at the bottom of the page.
Mm-hmm. And if you miss that, I will have a live link on all the posts with this lovely broadcast here. And Pat, do you like people to call you?
That would be fine. 408-656 3187.
Mm-hmm. And email, or you prefer them to contact you through the realtor website?
Through the website.
Great, excellent. So this is Gary Stewart with a fantastic Pat Duran here with the most innovative things. So remember, this is for realtors, but I want our listeners to know, if you have a property you're thinking about selling, a condo, you inherited something from a deceased relative, or you belong into a larger address, this is the gal to see. She's absolutely fantastic and a dear friend as well. So this is Gary. Happy New Year, everyone. This is Conscious Connection with Gary Stewart interviewing the fabulous Pat Duran. Until next time, namaste.
Namaste, everyone.